hope that I have is that every day I wake up, I thank God for the day that I have, that I'm arising to and the air I'm breathing. Every night I go to sleep, I thank God for the day that I just lived through and for everything He has done for me. My hope is in Jesus. My hope is in God. I need nothing more but then to know that He's always there for me. That's all where my hope rests.
All right, we're going to fill your life with a lot of hope here in the next 27, 28 minutes. Coming to you live from our Intentional Living Center. Today, Jennifer's got the controls to make sure we stay nice and level through this half hour. Stephen, that's taking your phone calls. Love to have you join in. I'll tell you what I'd like to hear in a moment. And then Gino on Facebook. Welcome to our Facebook friends all around the world. Welcome to our Intentional Living Center. Maybe you're feeling a little hopeless today, a little down, a little discouraged, a little overwhelmed. We need each other. Listen, hope is of a limitless supply. God's hope is real. It's powerful. It's transformational. But to experience hope is a decision that you and I have to make. I'll tell you what I'd love to do. I'm going to open the phone lines right now, and I'm going to invite you all to come and offer some hope to people you don't even know. I want you to offer some hope to someone who's listening, maybe to our brand new 93.1 in Metro Detroit. Welcome, by the way, if you're listening. Our team was there today with a dedication videotape. We're going to be sharing that with you coming down the road here in a few days, dedicating that whole station to the Lord and to the outreach of reaching more people. But wherever you're listening, Michigan, Florida, California, wherever, come and join us. And I'd like to have you share how hope has made a difference in your life. And in particular, maybe you have a verse from the scripture that helps you experience hope when you're feeling discouraged and down. What is that go-to verse for you? Come and offer hope to other people. All right? So I'm going to turn the controls over to you all with your verses and your words. We're in this together. Come and call 888-888-1717. Yeah, we're live today here in our Intentional Living Center, 888-888-1717. Bring your verses of hope and your thoughts, what you've learned about hope. We'd love to hear from you. 888-888-1717. Let's get started. Pam wants to share with us what hope means to her in Michigan. Appreciate your call, Pam. What does it mean to you?
After the last couple of years, I think a lot of people need hope. And hope to me is not wishful thinking. Hope is where I put my faith in our living God, Jesus Christ. Every day that word reminds me where I need to look for answers, where I need to look for strength. It's what keeps me going every day.
How do you feel it? How does it help you feel hopeful in your life? What do you do, or what makes you feel more hopeful?
I guess it gives me strength. I know that our God is faithful, and when I'm going through struggles, that promise that God has made to always be there for us, I know that He's always there. That hope is true, and it warms my heart. It stirs the Holy Spirit in me and reminds me, you know, why I'm here, and it helps me to look forward every day. I can overcome any obstacle when I know God is with me.
So your hope isn't just in a, you know, in thin air. It's based on Scripture. It's based on what God has done in your life and the Holy Spirit in your life. Yeah, that's powerful. Well, great. I hope that word will continue to permeate your life.
Well, I hope it reaches a lot of others, too.
Thank you.
That's where we need to put our focus right now, is our hope in God.
Amen to that. Sister, appreciate it. Thank you, Pam, for your call and for that reminder. Listen, you turn on the news. You talk about a feeling of hopelessness. I mean, come on. I don't need to articulate all the stuff going on in the world. You know, and one channel, they're telling you about climate change and the end of the world. Another channel you're seeing about the injustice going on around the world and how people are being abused and hurt. And listen, if we're going to have a life of meaning with less regrets, you and I have got to make a decision at some point that we're going to live in God's intentional hope for us. He loves us. He's got intentional hope for you. He loves you. And it's a decision that we make. And so during these minutes, we've got every one of our lines are busy. Because people want to share what hope means to them and maybe one verse that makes a difference. You're welcome to try to get through here. If you get a busy signal, hang up and dial back 888-888-1717. Okay, Jennifer, I gave you a 5-minute warning.
Yes, you did.
I said, okay, come on, Jennifer. Get your verse. You ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right. I see your phone. You're ready to read. What is it?
I have a daily devotional that comes through, and it gives me a new verse. And when I see one that I really like, I snap a picture of it. Oh. This one is from Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future."
Two things there. Hope. That's for now, this moment, and a future. Mm-hmm. Listen, we have a future. We have a future hope. As followers of Christ, this life can be very difficult, but our hope ultimately is in Him, isn't it?
Yep.
Right? Amen?
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. If you find another verse, I'll bring you back in. We're talking about verses of hope. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Texas. Katie, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. You got a verse for us?
I do. I really love Romans 8:28. "All things work together for good to those who love God and are according to their purpose."
Yeah.
But I think when we use that verse, we have to remember that our good and what God deems good might look very different. So when we're in those moments, we can say, this is for God's good, even if it doesn't make sense for us in that moment.
Have you experienced that?
Yes, very, very much.
Mm-hmm. So you're hoping, and then something turns out different than you thought in your own life?
Yes, or some of the situations that you're in. Personally, I came from a very abusive home and childhood, but right now I'm sitting in my classroom in the very same town that I grew up in, and I get to teach students who come from the same backgrounds that I do, and I know God was able to take those things that might seem bad and are bad, but He was able to turn it around and use it for good. And so what may seem hopeless in that moment, hopefully in the future, you can remember that God's good looks a lot different than what our good might be.
Absolutely. Listen, Katie, first of all, thank you for being a teacher, and all teachers, God bless you for what you're doing. But you know, you can speak to kids and to these young folks in ways that, frankly, many of us can't. I couldn't, because you've been there. You know some life experiences, and God can use that which was evil, even for good in your life now. That's a powerful thought, isn't it?
Absolutely. I use it and see it every day, and I thank God for the life that He gave me so that I can reach these kids that maybe some others can't.
Amen. What grade do you teach?
7th grade reading.
Wow. Yeah, we're all laughing with you there, Katie. 7th graders. God bless you. What grade? That'd be an interesting program someday, Jennifer. If you had to pick a grade to teach, what grade would you want to teach?
Pre-K or kindergarten.
Oh, really? They're still nice people? Is that what you're saying?
I loved being able to teach because while they don't have a very long attention span, it's like they soak everything in, and they do listen when they can.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed teaching the little ones how to tie their shoes, learn their colors, learn their numbers.
Interesting.
And those things will be with them for the rest of their life.
Yeah. I think I would enjoy high school, you know, that junior high, even junior high. I think I'd be okay with junior high because they're learning and they're challenging, and be able to talk to them about life and lessons, that'd be pretty good. All right. Thank you, Katie. Appreciate it. Hey, do you have a verse that's made a difference in your life that you've experienced hope? Love to hear from you. 888-888-1717. Let's take a quick break. When I come back, Karen is in Ontario, Canada, listening to our brand new 93.1 from Metro Detroit. I want to hear your verse and your hope thoughts from Canada in just a minute.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Romans 5:3-4. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials. We know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confidence, our confident hope of salvation. It's really interesting. And what Paul is saying to us is we really learn to rejoice during difficult times. That's not an easy thing to do. I put there as a little sub-note, we need to use our problems to grow. I mean, we're either going to grow through problems or we're not going to grow through problems. And I think in a ministry basis, when I'm talking, this helped me was doing this lesson, because I'm thinking as I talk to people on the radio and they're calling, talking about all the problems that they're having, it's easy to say, how can I help you get out of your problems? Instead of saying, what have you learned from your problem?
Yeah.
What have you learned from this? What is God teaching you?
You know what? Thank you. That's an excerpt right from my teaching this month and last month on this topic of experiencing hope. And I think it's a beautiful illustration that you just heard of Katie, who said, hey, what maybe evil Satan meant for evil, God meant for good in my life, and now I can use it. And that's a reminder from that verse. By the way, that's for our members, part of our Intentional Living community. We've got a great masterclass teaching this month on how to experience hope, part two, as we go through 10 verses that will not only offer hope, but teach you how to experience hope. And so members, watch for it. If you're not part of the Intentional Living community, come on over and join us today. You can call that same number, 888-888-1717, but press number 2 during West Coast business hours, or go on over to theintentionallife.com. You know, there's a verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that says, but since we are of the day, let us be sober. In other words, during the day, be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. And what Paul is telling us here, kind of the helmet protecting our minds, he's saying, be reminded by telling yourself the truth of who you are in Christ. And we can lie to ourselves, and we can rob ourselves of the hope that we have in Christ by the stuff we tell ourselves, learning to be truthful, biblically truthful. All right, talking about hope today, as promised, I'm going to go to Karen, who's listening in Ontario, Canada. Hi, Karen, how are you today?
Good, yourself?
Good. So you just found 93.1, the new Family Life station?
Actually, I've been listening for a little while, just using my Alexa.
Oh, and so terrific. What do you like about the station?
I like the content, and I studied at Bible College in the U.S. in New York State, so it's just kind of fun.
Terrific. Well, you can listen online, of course, to Family Life Radio anywhere in the world. And in Metro Detroit, including all of the Windsor, Ontario area, you can join us at 93.1 as well on the FM. All right. Well, appreciate your call. What did you want to offer about hope today, Karen?
Romans 15:13 is probably my favorite verse about hope.
All right. What is it? Share it with us.
May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that hope may overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Do you find peace when you focus on Christ in your life, more peace and joy?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of things in life. What are some things that try to rob the joy and peace in your life?
Discontentment when I struggle with comparing myself to other people's circumstances.
Yeah. Boy, that's easy to do, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. I think when we can watch things in the media today, and with all the social media, people putting up all of the quote exciting things they're doing and the beautiful things we're doing, and it's easy to start that comparing thing, isn't it, Jennifer? I mean, it's easy to start to see, well, if I only had what they had, or I could be like their, you know, and then I'd be okay. And that can rob your joy. I know it can for me too. Yeah, real problem. Okay, Karen, thank you for your call. And I'm glad you're listening to Family Life Radio. You keep it tuned in, okay?
Thanks for your ministry. Have a great day.
All right. Sounds like she's in a busy place. All right, let me go to Laura also in Michigan. Hey, Laura, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's your verse and your story today?
My verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to speak about, for somebody out there listening, about finances and to say that God is going to make a way because he's done it for me. So I know he can do it for whoever it is listening that is having financial difficulty.
Tell us, can you share with us what your journey a little bit?
Yes, sure. Briefly. Back in, about 6 months ago, we had some investments. And long story short, in January, the investments all stopped. And we literally had no income, zero income coming in, maybe $300 a month. And through it all, we prayed, we tithed on what we could, and God is making a way every single month, month after month. I'm going to look back and say, I don't even know how God did it, but he's good that way, and he's done it. He's gotten us through. Like a check would come or a deposit would come just when we needed it.
Amen. You know, God does supply our needs according to his riches and glory, and trusting him is really, really a powerful thing. All right, Laura, thank you for your call from Michigan today. We're talking about hope. You just joined us. We're filling the airways and on social media and wherever you're hearing us with hope. And you're doing it because you're telling us a verse that's made a difference in your life, story about hope in your life. Help somebody who's feeling pretty hopeless, who couldn't even reach over and pick up the phone, frankly, today. They're just about ready to give up. They're up at the end of their rope, and they have nothing to offer as far as hope, just hopelessness. But what do you have to offer? What has God done in your life? What's a verse that's made a difference? Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Amy is in Michigan.
Yeah.
You're in Michigan as well. What part of Michigan are you in, Amy?
Northern Michigan.
Oh, up around the Midland area? Tri-Cities?
Gladwin.
Oh, Gladwin, way up. Right. Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, glad you're listening.
It's kind of Michigan, but yeah. No, I just wanted to thank you for, I want to practice gratitude today. I'm learning all of this. I didn't come from a religious background, and I've always felt spiritual, but now I'm really embracing God, and your station has given me hope. I've gone through some difficulties and some trauma, and just I bounced back and forth last year between up in this area and then Detroit, and it was always frustrating when I got down to Detroit because I would lose the radio station.
Yeah.
And then I would kind of see, like, my whole, you know, outlook on life go downhill for a little bit because I was like, wow, God's really working, you know, towards a better path of life for me through your radio station. And when I don't have that, I notice it,
yes.
You know? So I really appreciate that, and I want to practice gratitude, and I'm proud of myself. I got up and made this call because I have been hopeless for a long time, and like, this is giving me my hope back and my, you know, giving me a new focus on life.
Well, amen. Hey, listen, Amy, God is with you. Now, the radio station is just here to communicate and love you and share with you the hope that we have in Christ. We're a great, big, giant community of people. There's a lot of people across Michigan, across our whole listening area around the country, who have experienced hope, and they're praying for you today. Amy, they're praying that God will give you more hope. And I'm glad you're listening. I think you're probably listening to 99.7. I know all these frequencies in my head. That's a sick thing, isn't it? But anyway, 99.7 out of Midland, and you can hear that all the way from where you are in Gladwin, all the way down to Flint. And now, when you get to Flint, as you start to move closer to Detroit, you can turn to 93.1 and continue on listening and go right out across the bridge into Ontario, Canada. And so we got friends now from Ann Arbor, covering all of Ann Arbor, all the way over to Ontario from Flint and down almost to the border with Ohio, Toledo. So all across Michigan with Family Life Radio. Anyway, Amy, listen, God loves you. We love you. I'm glad you're listening. I hope our team is hearing this because they'll be praying for you, Amy, that God will give you more hope today. Can I pray with you before I hang up?
Yes, please. Please, thank you.
Lord, I do pray for Amy. You know what's going on in her life. We just know that we're all on this journey together. And I pray that you will encourage her today from the story she's hearing, the verses she's hearing, that as a child of God, her hope is in you, not in the mess around her. and that you'll be with her no matter what it is that she's facing. As she reaches out, that you'll make sure she's getting the right kind of support for herself and encouragement for herself and those that can come alongside of her. But help her to experience more hope in Christ today. Amen.
The Bible is full of ways believers in Christ can experience hope. In part two of Dr. Randy's teaching, How to Experience Hope, he continues to go through the Bible and reveals six verses that show us how to experience hope from a biblical perspective. When you support Intentional Living with a monthly gift, we'll email you a blog, along with a video or audio of this teaching, featuring a new topic each month, as well as a bonus teaching on various topics that will help you live an intentional life for Christ. To receive this month's special offer, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And I hope you'll do that. Speaking of hope, I hope you'll do that because we love you guys and we're here to offer what we understand, the scripture to teach about hope and our own stories of what God has taught us. We're in this together. Appreciate your support for the ministry and your prayers at theintentionallife.com. Today, the line's busy. You're welcome to join us. You get a busy signal, hang up. Can I tell you what we're going to do in a few minutes when we go off live? We're going to just continue to take your calls, and I just want to talk to you. We're going to record them and then play them down the road here in the next day or two. So let's get back to calls, 888-888-1717. Adelina is in New Mexico. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What verse comes to mind?
The verse that comes to my mind is Psalm 30. It's verse number 5.
Okay.
And it reads, "For his anger endures for but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning."
You know, I'm going to put you on hold because I get a little feedback. By the way, when you all call in, turn down your radio when you get on the air because we got this little delay system and it can drive you crazy hearing yourself 5 seconds later. But Adelina, joy comes in. I talked to a person this morning in a business and I asked how you doing? And she said, "Not good." And she's got a long story, just a real painful story that she shared with me. And I shared that same verse with her that, you know, not only joy comes in the morning, but his mercies are new every day. And that's a reminder. You can get kicked straight in the teeth today, but his mercies are there tomorrow. He's still merciful, still gracious, still loving. It's not based on how we feel. It's not based on our experiences. God doesn't wring his hands at the start of a day and say, "Oh man, I don't know if I got enough mercy and grace for this person or hope," because he does. It's our experiencing it. So some days, listen, let's just be honest. Some days you're just not going to experience a lot of hope. We all have them. Jennifer, you ever have, hey, listen, I mean, we're in ministry. We do all this. I mean, I have days that I'm not feeling real hopeful and I'm sure you do too, I assume.
Yes. And very recently. I heard somebody once said that the evil one, the only power he has over us is through the words that we speak or hear. And that really rang so true for me because we at times say bad things, you know, to ourselves, put ourselves down or compare ourselves to others. And all you're doing is basically fueling the fire. And that kind of takes your hope away because you're looking down on yourself.
That's right.
When you put your hope and your faith in the Lord and you look towards his mercy and his grace and know that he loves you no matter what, and you can change if you're in a bad place and doing bad things, you can change at any time.
That's right.
And he will love you, and he loves you now.
That's right. So keep preaching it. That's good. All right. Before I run out of time, Jonathan, go right ahead, my friend from Michigan.
Yeah, my name's Jonathan. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Not something I really have only maybe done one other time in my life, but I don't know. I just want to share a little bit of my story. So in 2021, I got a new job. It wasn't planned. I didn't really want to leave where I was at, but it just happened to be the way it worked out. So just kind of fast forward till now, just had a lot of struggles, a lot of doubt, a lot of fear.
Are you experiencing hope now, Jonathan? Has God made a difference in your life?
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. I would say about 3 weeks ago, I was just mentoring with a friend of mine, just holding each other accountable. And I just said, man, I'm just struggling. I can't seem to get a consistency in the word. And I'm fearful. And I just don't know what to do. Mm. And hey, I just work out to go exercise. I needed just to get away, whatever.
Hey, Jonathan, I got about 30 seconds.
It wasn't because I was working out. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got about 30 seconds and I'm off the air. Go ahead. Tell us, where are you today?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I think we'll talk to Jonathan off air. We're wrapping up. I think there's more hope in that story, that God's done something. I want to hear it. I'll talk to him off air here. Maybe we can continue to talk to him a little bit further in the next show. Tell you what, we have to go. We're wrapping up the show live here today, talking about experiencing hope. Sorry, Jonathan. We want to hear the rest of your story in a moment. But let me just say this. God is a God of hope. And his hope doesn't wane. It doesn't change. It doesn't disappear. It's not drained. It's there forever for you. The question is, are you experiencing his hope? We here at Intentional Living and Family Life Radio are committed to helping you experience your hope, the hope we have in Christ, every day. And I want to say thanks to those of you who've been praying for and supporting the ministry, making it possible for us to do this every day. God bless you. If you want to join us and share a verse that's made a difference in your life, give us a call. We're going to continue for the next half hour recording for later this week. If you get a busy signal, please just hang up and dial back here, okay? 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy for our entire team. God bless you. I hope you experience hope in Christ. Don't go away. We'll see you tomorrow.